to you, O Lord.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up with water. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants were drawn the water to him, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated.
Just flick the switch.
I thought rather an apt reading when we've got quite a big wedding coming up here at Chesterton in a few weeks' time. And I wasn't quite sure that Jay was qualified yet to preach about weddings. I'm sure we are all looking forward to that occasion. Hope your wine doesn't run out, Jay. He's not answering that. It is a very interesting gospel reading, and it's about Jesus' first miracle. It's obvious from it that God uses all kinds of unexpected people and situations to speak his love to us, often just when we most need to be reassured. And there are times in our lives when we all need that reassurance. The changing of the water into wine at the wedding party in Cana is described by John in his gospel as being a sign of glory in Jesus, which led his disciples to believe in him. This too is a strange, mysterious sign, quite unlike many of the other gospel stories, because it's recorded as being, as I've just said, the first of the signs that Jesus did. And it takes place immediately after his disciples are called. And it's there in Cana of Galilee. Heather and I were there ourselves about 15 years ago, and we renewed our wedding vows there at that place. But it's recorded as being that first sign that Jesus did, and it takes place when the disciples are first called. Jesus is with his mother, Mary, and she's aware of the wine shortage at the event. She's presumably a close friend or relative of the family, and she's convinced that her son will be able to help them out of that difficult situation of having no wine left. But unlike many other gospel events, this isn't a healing. There's no sick person. It isn't a matter of great importance. And the family hasn't actually asked Jesus to help them. The water isn't spoken to, as in the calming of the waves. And the disciples are not being asked to act in faith. The disciples, in this case, are merely onlookers. Certainly, the servants there show great faith in serving water as wine to the chief guest. The tone of Mary's instructions to them had obviously convinced them that it would be worth their while doing as he says, no matter how odd that it sounded. Mary herself is a sign in this episode, directing the servants and all of us to do whatever he tells you. But how often do we forget that in our own lives? But we're left wondering why Jesus' power was used in this very local way, very parochial way, at this stage in his ministry. He does it at his mother's insistent request. It's almost as if he wasn't too happy to do it. And he does it whether the chief guest was ever allowed into the secret, we don't know. What is clear is that Jesus Christ is named here as having authority over the created world. Water into wine. It is a natural process, but a long one in terms of time. But Jesus just does it. In this miracle, we glimpse life in terms of eternity, rather than being trapped in time. We and those disciples are led to see Jesus himself in terms of eternity and authority. Now, here in church, we're still in the season of Epiphany. It's the time after Christmas when we're following signs, just like Jesus made that sign with the water into wine, just like the wise men that are in our scene still during this Epiphany season as they traveled to see Jesus. We are on the journey. Those wise men followed the sign of the star. And today, we're still all going on a journey. So thinking of Jesus and that miracle and the sign, let's all go on a journey. Right. I'm just looking who I can pick on. Who did you suggest, Jay? Darlene. Where is she? Right. Would you like to come and give me a hand? Come on, right. Somewhere in church is a teddy bear. Now, can you think of a teddy bear that goes on a journey? Who's a famous teddy bear that goes on a journey? You can shout at me. Paddington. Just have a look around church and see if you can find Paddington for me. Just have a little wander around. You can go the other side of the altar if you wish. That's a little clue. You can even go in there if you wish. Ah! Oh, that was quicker than I thought. I know I was giving her a clue, but I thought it would have. Right. Now then. He's got a little message on him, look. Right. Give me Paddington for a minute. Shall we sit him? Sit him on Jay's seat for a minute. Right, you want to open that envelope. It says special message, and it's been brought by Paddington. He's good at bringing messages. Now, what's it got in there? Has it got anything in? There we go. Ah. It's a photograph. Upside down. Right. What is it a photograph of, Dow?
A photograph of people getting married.
A photograph of people getting married. And it's in a frame. Hold it right up. So, in fact, I've got the original one here. Who do you think that is? Well, it's not Jesus and it's not Mary. Who do you think that is? Can you all see it? You've seen that, yeah. Who do you think it is? Why do you think that? Oh, you've seen it before. Was that, well, you keep your mouth shut for a minute then. She's not the church warden at the moment, so I can say that. Who do you think it is? No, it's not. No. I wasn't that handsome. Thanks, John. Right. Looks like John Lennon. He's not here this morning. Who do we think it is? We all know them pretty well. Can you guess? Right, okay, a clue. They are here today. Dave and Diane. Is it you? Yeah. Would you like to come up and tell us? Come on up. Don't go away. Right, we've been hearing a lot today about the wedding at Cana and weddings, particularly that one that Jesus went to. Tell us a little bit about your wedding. Did you have wine at it?
We had a toast.
You had a toast?
With
what?
The toast that you see.
You can show us how you did it. Ah, there we go. So, what did you do?
we got married at Christ Church in Tunstall, August 1970. And Di was 17, I was 18.
Oh, you were a child bride?
Oh, yeah.
It was a lovely day, wasn't it?
It was a lovely day,
sunshine,
yeah.
Lots of sunshine.
We've got no photographs apart from the official photographs. Because in them days, nobody had a camera.
We did have a little cine film, Dave's.
Yeah, my brother took a cine film. We
haven't got the cine film.
No, no.
You wouldn't want it. And then we had our reception at the old Scotia Road Working Men's Club. I don't know if you know that. It's in Bearsland.
It's not down now.
It's not down now. The new one's still there. Well, was there. Yeah. But the old one is used to be the RAF place. And it was upstairs. So we had his reception there. I don't know how many was there. About 40. Then we had to, not vacate it, but it was open to the public after 6 o'clock. So the general public come in to play bingo. So he played bingo on his wedding evening.
I don't think Jesus played bingo.
No, I'm sure
and
he
then
didn't.
We had a couple of singers on, so we had entertainment. So.
Really? Now, tell us, did you say you didn't have any wine?
We didn't have wine. We just had the sherry that's on that photograph. Yeah. When they did the speeches...
Right.
And they did a toast.
Yeah. Well, but I notice your glasses today are empty.
They're empty, yeah.
Do you think we can do something about that? Yeah. Right. You're going on the search again now. See if you can find a jug with some water in. Ah. Pour them a sip each.
Thank you.
Now, you can all remember how Jesus changed the water into wine at Cana. And it was the very best quality wine. The chief steward commented, that normally people serve the best wine first, and then after they're drunk, they can serve them anything, but he thought they'd save the best till after. So how's that wine taste? He's obviously a connoisseur now. Don't spit it out.
Roger Dalek springs to mind.
What do you think of it, Di? Is it?
Well, it's very nice water.
I'm no good. See, I'm hopeless at it. I can't turn water into wine.
No.
That, though, you see, is why people were so amazed at what had happened. It pointed everybody to look at Jesus in a different way. No matter what I do, I can't change that water into wine. But Jesus did. He had authority over everything, including water. Now, on that water jug, what is there? Is there a picture? It's a picture of... What's a picture of? It's a picture of a Bible. Do you want to go on your walkies again and see if you can... Can you see that? That's a picture... That's my Bible that I used to study with. And it's well fingered and a bit worn out. Do you think you can find it for me? Have you spotted it yet? It's a picture of the Good News Bible. There, she's found it. Right, now, if you open, there's a bookmark in it. Right, and the first verse of the gospel reading that I read out, you might need Reverend Jay's microphone.
The wording is...
Hang on.
Jesus performed this first miracle in Cana in Galilee. There he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you very much. Oops. Would you like that bookmark? It's a very special one. It came from my other church in Gibraltar. Yes?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. There you go. Right, thank you. Would you like to sit down now? Thank you, you two.
Pleasure.
A pleasure. I'm sorry about the wine. The point I'm making now, the miracles that Jesus did when he was walking on this planet over 2,000 years ago were signs that led people to realize that Jesus wasn't just a good human being, you know, a good egg, or a clever preacher. He was none other than the Son of God. And there are signs of God's love all over the place today as well, not turning water into wine, but just think about all those signs. Answered prayers. The courage that we get to do what we know is right, even though sometimes we're really scared. In the peace and the reassurance that we're given sometimes. In the grace which enables us to do impossible things, like forgiving our enemies, giving up an addiction, so many things. And what all those signs point to is a very real, powerful God of love. Amen.